Hello and good morning. Welcome to Coffee with Cassie. The Morningside men's cross-country team recently made history. For the first time, the Mustangs will be sending a men's team to nationals. They did not automatically qualify in the conference meet on November 3rd. After patiently waiting all weekend, they heard the good news Monday morning. The Raiders gave them an at-large bid. Here's the men's captain, Taylor Chapman.
I'm really excited. It's been a goal we've been working for the last few years as we've improved over our 4 years here at Morningside, so it's really awesome to finally achieve it.
Super senior Monty Larson has some past experience at this meet.
But there's a lot more runners. There's over 350 runners in the race. It's all the top runners from each school in the NAIA, so it's going to be pretty competitive. We're hoping to be, you know, in the top 15 as a team. That'd be pretty sweet. We'll see how it goes.
They left yesterday and race on Saturday in Vancouver, Washington. The women's cross-country team has also received national recognition. They did not qualify for the national meet, but they did receive the Buffalo Funds 5-Star Champions of Character Team Award in the NAIA. The recipient is selected from a group of nominees by the Cross Country Coaches Association Executive Committee. It is awarded to teams that have displayed exemplary character and sportsmanship on the field, on campus, and in the community. Here I have the women's captain, Tabitha Shepherd.
We have participated in different service activities throughout the season, such as going to Sunrise Nursing Home. We've also gone to Midstep, which is a home for the special needs. We also participated in a 5K fun run for a child in a town who has alternating hemiplegia of childhood disease. And then we also participated in Race for the Cure. Oh, we participated in Into the Streets, which is a campus-wide service project. I would say we give back on a regular basis, and we all enjoy giving back, so that makes it 10 times better.
The women finished their season at the conference meet on Saturday, November 3rd. Last night, RHA, the Residence Hall Association, hosted their annual cake decorating contest. Students gathered in teams to compete to see who could decorate the best cake. Instead of wasting cake, Morningside College gave them styrofoam pieces to decorate and piece together like a cake. The winners received a gift basket or a cookie bouquet. There was a lot of work put in to prepare for the event. President James LaPointe is here to comment.
Well, we first started off by making flyers to hang up and to hang around campus by our RHA members. We had 50 people participating.
Thanks, James. Well, there's your daily dose of coffee with Cassie. Join us tomorrow morning, same time, same place.